pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's only word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, its word will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. A pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom is stained. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, the life and liberty to all who believe. A pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Prayers.
Drop some on the other side.
Oh. All right, prayer list. Joseph Smith, he's still in the hospital, so let's pray for him. Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown. Geraldine Schrantz is in the hospital at Lincoln. She's got COVID. So pray for Geraldine. Gladys Keating, Children's Home in India. Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy. Tackett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Digger. Dallas Keating, Dorothy Bug, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lillian family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potney, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Sheila Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Strontz, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, and Allie. Anything that can be taken away or added to? Okay. Anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I thank him for family. I thank him for all his wisdom. And I thank him so much for helping me health wise, spiritually, and for things that he's helped take care of this week. I just wanted to thank him for saying good, thanking him for all his blessing, for taking care of my family in Honduras, didn't have any problems in the thing, my country. Everybody's good. Everybody's good. And thank you, him, for taking care of my family here, too.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay. If not, all candles come down. I want to thank Preacher Hatt for taking the service for Wednesday, helping us out there. Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just touch and bless each one that's here. Lord, we pray for the ones that are not. Lord, we pray for Miss Debbie this morning, Miss Geraldine. Lord, that you might touch and bless them and the Johns family and Teresa. Lord, just pray that you be with them. And God, we pray, Lord, for each one of these folks that's on our prayer list. God, that you just might touch and intervene on each one. You know, the hearts of the ones, the needs. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one of them. God, we pray for our church this morning. Lord, that you just bless it, continue to bless it. Lord, we thank you for the ones that come. And God, we pray that this little church can be a light to this community. And Lord, we pray, God, for our nation as it starts a new year. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless it and help it. God, that we pray for those folks out there in the Western Mountains. Lord, it's cold out there. Lord, they're living in tents. I even heard where a family passed away because they froze in their tent. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just touch those people and help them. And God, that you'll give them what they need. And Lord, we pray for, again, for our church, these folks here. We just pray, God, that you bless each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
I haven't looked at that animal like that thing.
thank you for that coming back on with it, with the thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, and that's pretty good, I guess, I can't tell, really, I'm not.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Okay, 404. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey, over the mountains, through the big hill, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is my light, in Him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul. I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. In that dark sunlight, ever rejoicing, praising my way to mansions above. Singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight above. Heavenly sunlight, Jesus is
I thank Him for letting me allow me to be in His house this morning. Amen. Sing the word that Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, Brian blessed, He's prepared for us a place. When we go all to heaven, what they are rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we see the child of victory.
Amen.
While we walk the 393 thing, please think. While we walk
the
west, we'll
somebody play when we go all to heaven. What day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus with the nature of victory. Onward to the before, onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearl gates we over, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all go to heaven, what day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus with him, oh, child of victory.
Amen.
This is this other one. Other one, huh? Miss Christy. 393. I heard all the lamb on the faraway stand to a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, that we never shall die to the light where we never grow, never grow.
Do you know my Jesus? Do you
you my ducks. Bless you my preacher. And bless your children.
My mom used to do that, forget to turn, you have to turn that off. And she gave her shit right out. And that, never go to the hospital.
Yeah. And that's what we're at.
Okay, we're gonna continue on with that in Sunday school, Romans chapter one.
What day?
Romans chapter one. Richard, have you prayed for us?
Lord, we just thank you for once again that we stay here, Lord, once again for your body, for your children, Lord. Thank you for your word. Pray your honor, Lord. We need your spirit to reveal it to us, Lord, that you touch the preacher, use him, Lord. Help his heart and his mind, Lord. Thank you for the glory of Jesus. Ask in his name.
Amen. You may be seated. We're going to pick up where we left off, but the thought for the ones that wasn't here is, you know, we've got people in the world that they don't believe in the Lord, they don't believe in God, and they just don't believe there's any punishment for what they do, how they live. There ain't going to be no, you know, kind of wrath whatsoever from God, because, you know, they just simply don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Their eyes haven't been opened like ours has. So we're going to pick back up. I'm going to read verse 24. That's where we left off in Sunday school. It says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own body between themselves." Says in 25, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creation more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." You know, and you find in this day that people do worship the creation more than the Creator. What was it? Christy? You were going to say something. Okay, never mind. You green activists know that all these ones that want us to have electric cars and electric this and electric that, and then they ain't considering the coal plants it takes to make electricity to make the car go. But, you know, they're worshiping, you know, basically nature. You know, the world. And I, you know, I understand. Look, we ain't got the one world planet to live on. We need to take care of it.
Yeah.
This is true. But you got to do it in moderation. I mean, you got to do it in a way that you ain't bankrupting a whole nation to, you know, to meet your goal.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if they ever get electric cars where they would work and without, you know, making a bigger mess than what we've got, then, you know, hey, I'm all for it. You know, the guy that used to ride the horse everywhere he went was probably really glad to get in a warm automobile.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to, you know, keep in consideration of, you know, you just can't say, well, United States, by this time you're going to be at this point. It takes time. But here, I want us to see this, that, you know, you got a whole religious group that is called the Wiccans, that everything is based on nature. They worship nature. And, you know, I love nature. I love, you know, I love going up on the mountains and looking. Or watching a nice, beautiful river running. And, you know, it ain't got plastic bottles and you know, old tires and washers and dryers washing down the river.
Amen.
You know? That's beautiful.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. The most important thing is the one who created
Amen.
That river.
Yes.
Or that mountain, that valley,
Amen.
That tree.
Amen. Amen.
That's who we need to worship. That's who we need to serve. Is the Creator.
Yeah.
And it's like I said this morning in Sunday school. You know, hey look, we got a whole generation of people that hasn't been taught the creation. They haven't been taught about the Creator.
Yeah.
And again, like this morning, every single one that's in this room, in this church, when we were in elementary school, we were taught creation in school.
Yes.
Each and every one of us seen the change from creation to evolution. And I can remember that change.
Yeah.
Because the teacher that I had at that time, all the teachers in that period of time of those years of elementary school, their first words were, I believe in creation, but I have to teach you evolution. It ain't what I believe, it's what they make me teach you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there was one teacher that I do remember. You know, she's like, I don't want to do this. I'd rather teach you the truth. Because that's what's going on with this in our lives. You know, they're teaching more on the creation and, you know, and worshiping it more so than the one who created it.
Amen.
The creation wouldn't be there without the Creator. Church, we would not be here today if it wasn't for the Creator.
Amen. Amen.
You know, they're still in their minds, you know, playing around in their minds the fact that some little ooze got together here and this little ooze got together over here. They come together and a certain amount of, you know, this come down from this and that and the other, and life was created. Life was created when God stepped out on nothing and spoke everything into existence. And people don't realize that even today, in creation of a child, it don't take two. It takes three to create that child.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A father, a man. I said man.
Amen.
A mother who is a woman.
Amen.
A female, the opposite of the male, and God.
Amen.
That's what it takes to make a human life.
Amen.
God is still creating today.
Amen. Amen.
He hasn't stopped creating. He didn't stop on the sixth day creating. Every life that is living right now, that's ever lived, ever will live, God has His hand in.
Amen.
That maple tree is sitting outside this window. God created that tree.
Amen.
That seed got to that particular spot. I'm going to tell you something. I've been around these parts there since I was 12 years old. And that tree has always been there. I remember that tree the first time I come down to the end of this dirt road on the school bus. That tree was there. God created that tree. You say, preacher, well, science says that a bird come along and eat a maple seed, or that little helicopter thing landed there. You know, the maple's got the little helicopter. And that's how it was done. I'm going to tell you something. God planted that tree there.
Amen.
Whether he used the wind or if he used a bird.
Yeah.
God planted that tree. He created
it. Amen.
He created you.
Amen.
Without God, you would not be here. Biology will tell you the man or woman gets together and they do their thing and boom, there's a baby. Without God, there ain't no baby.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because that soul and spirit's got to come from somewhere.
Amen.
I was born with it. Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Somebody tell me that. Where did it come from? Come from God. Daddy didn't have the spirit. Mama didn't have the soul. It came from God.
Amen.
The Bible says, the dust will return to the dust in which it comes, and the soul will return to God who made it. Amen. Forgive it. Folks, they can worship the creation all they want to. And all it's going to lead them to is hell.
Yeah.
The Creator.
Amen.
We've got to worship God. We've got to praise Him. We've got to ask the Lord Jesus for forgiveness. You can go out there and get all the quartz rocks you want and listen to them ding. The only thing that's going to keep in time is your watch. Amen?
Yeah, amen. Yep.
How many of you have ever opened up a quartz watch or a clock? There's literally a piece of rock in it, a piece of quartz. That makes that watch stay in time. The wickedest, buddy, they look at that, hey, that's power. That's God working through a rock.
Yep.
The power comes from God, not from the rock. All right, verse 26, it says, for this cause God gave them up. Again, look, go back to 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to unclean. He gave them up. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up. Folks, He's letting them do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unto vile affections. Even their women do change the natural use unto which is against nature. They let them think that it's all, you know, he's saying, all right, if you want to think this is okay, then have at it. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was man. Folks, when the Holy Spirit of God is not convicting you of something, then you no longer know right from wrong. They think this is okay.
Yeah.
And you will not convince them any other way. Have I seen people in this kind of act change? Yes. I know people who live this lifestyle and God reached them and changed them. It can happen.
Amen.
Because they wanted to change. Their eyes was open. Amen.
Amen.
What does the Bible say? There's nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
I know people in these two different relationships here who have changed their heart and their minds and their souls. They received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They now have families and are happy. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, the ones who don't, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient. In other words, he just turned them loose. Look, you're not going to change. And there's no longer no use for me to deal with you. In other words, what's happening here is they give up on God. God gave up on them. And you think, oh, think about that. Lord, church, please. Think how horrible it would be for God to just say, hey, look, mothers, I want you to think about something that we're in. How hard would it be for you to give up on one of your children? Can you imagine how it breaks the heart of God to have to do this? He gave his son's life for them.
Yep.
And he knows that they're never going to change. And he has to, he said, God, turn his back and get on Jesus on the cross because of sin.
Yes.
Think about that. Man, it makes me want to cry to know that there's people out there in the world that God has just said, hey, I can't do nothing for you. You won't listen. You won't heed. You've rejected the Spirit of God every time I sin. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, malice, full of sin, murder, debate, deceit. Maniacally, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful. These people, see, it's just not, you know, we look at the first part of this, it's talking about what we modern day call, you know, being gay or lesbians. But it's more than just that.
Yes.
God ain't singling just them out.
No.
He's singling out a whole bunch of people.
Yep.
You know, wickedness, covetousness, unrighteousness, fornicators, you know, even murderers. That won't change their way. I mean, can a murderer go to heaven?
Yes.
Well, sure he can if he gets right with God.
Yes, yes, amen.
But what God's saying here is the one that won't.
Yes.
Are those people that's full of envy and, you know, just haters of God, you know, they just, if they'd only just change their ways. Folks, it breaks my heart tonight, this morning, to know. It's like I said in Sunday school. Can you imagine just how horrible it is for those people that are in hell? Just how bad it really is. You know, I've seen pictures there of California on fire. And you look, and it's just a raging, burning. And that ain't nothing compared to hell.
Nope.
Nothing. It breaks my heart to know that there's people going to die and go to hell. And even God can't do nothing about it. Because they have chosen. He gave them the free will to choose. And they have made their decision in ignorance. We'll read this last verse. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. But not only the same, but having pleasure in them that do them. They have pleasure in what they do.
Yep.
It feels good to them.
Yep.
Folks, glory to God. They find pleasure and happiness in denying God, in hurting Him.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart every time I do something wrong.
Amen.
You know, I do something and I realize I've made a mistake or I've done something wrong. Something that wasn't, you know, honorable in the eyes of God. It breaks my heart when I do something like that. Mm-hmm. But they find happiness in it. Joy. My God. We need to be praying for these people.
Amen.
Because they do not know where they're going. Because they're blinded by all the pleasures of this world. All this happiness and joy that they think they got from the devil. When in reality, they're making them a bed in hell.
Yep.
Place. A place of torment. Where there is no crying out to the Lord and say, please forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. When they reach that place, church, it's too late. There's no going back. and saying I'm sorry. It hurts me to even think that someone that I care about is there. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've got family members and friends that I know from their own testimony. From their own testimony. Just there. Because they denied the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and only Savior. And we're around these people each and every day that's going to go. You do not know today. You might be standing somewhere in a grocery line or somewhere next to someone before the sun goes down today that will be burning in hell.
Yeah.
It's hard. But I pray that everyone that is in my life, that it doesn't matter if we just be on the street. If they're lost, I pray the Lord will let something happen that I can tell them about Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, that's all I got for now. We'll come back tonight. We'll be in the book of James, but on the same subject. All right. Has anybody got anything on their heart before we leave? CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the message. If you hit someone, God, go up and in that seat, you get to know God, you know, even if we're too late. Amen.
Amen.
Water go out of it. Don't be working in the water.